from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Red Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw.
Biggs time.
The Biggs Report with Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Brad Biggs joins us on the Aturo Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire. Check him out, Aturo.com. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend. Biggs A!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you tell us. It is the big day. We're inching ever closer. Tomorrow, by 3 o'clock, we'll have to learn who the 53 men are. There are decisions to be made. How much do injuries play into this, and how many players are we talking about here? Obviously, when you look at the offensive line, you've got to ask yourself, what's going on with Ryan Bates? When will he be up and running and able to play? And that obviously has an influence. And then I think you also have to know that Kieran
Amagaji,
what is his status in terms of starting the season? And Larry Borum got hurt. I don't know that he's going to make the team, but I'm just curious, is that kind of the biggest question mark position when you start thinking about cutdowns?
Yeah, if you're going to talk about what type of roster moves are forthcoming and how are injuries going to play a factor into it, I think the offensive line's the spot you're going to be looking at right now, because Ryan Bates with the shoulder issue, that seems sort of open-ended at this point. So I certainly wouldn't expect him in the starting lineup week one. Doesn't look like that's going to happen at this point. Does that mean he potentially starts the season on IR? I don't know. No one has said that, and I'm sure they would hope that that's not the case, but we haven't seen him on the practice field. Larry Borum, I thought, was probably on the edge of the 53-man roster, and prior to kickoff Thursday night in Kansas City, as I was sort of going through that process, I had Borum making the team because one of the things you've heard them talk about repeatedly this summer and even during the offseason was flexibility, right? Having more flexibility on the offensive line. Well, Larry offers some of that, the ability to play tackle and guard, but when you see a guy can't put any weight on his right foot, needs a cart to go off the field, that's a stretch to me to make the roster. I don't know the severity of the injury that we'll have to see, but I think he's probably on the outside looking in because of health reasons. In terms of Karan, since they activated him off NFI, they can't put him on IR unless he's got a new injury. And we haven't seen him injured. He didn't play in the game Thursday night. So I think he'll be up and running on the 53. But do you keep nine? Nine's a traditional number of offensive linemen to keep on the 53-man roster. Not always the case, but I think more times than not, you'll see teams at 9. Could the Bears keep 9 if Bates is maybe not ready and Karan's one of the 9 too? Now you're talking about 7, unless you want to roll Karan out there right away in the event something happens. So do they go with 10 if Bates, again, total speculation, no one said anything. If Bates starts the year on IR, then you could probably go with 9, right? So that's the question mark area in terms of health right now. The biggest one anyway, in my opinion.
Bears, of the two, Brad, of the two Bears trades over the weekend, the most impactful is probably the one with the Seahawks for Daryl Taylor. 21 sacks in the last 3 seasons. Who's most affected by him being part of the rotation, and what are the reasonable expectations for him?
Yeah, that's a good question, because he's going to have to learn a new scheme. And I think it's probably going to take a little bit of time, but that should happen pretty quickly. Like, you know, line up, hit quarterback, right? That's the goal. It probably takes a roster spot from Daniel Hardy is my hunch there. They've been talking up Dominique Robinson for the last 4 or 5 weeks. So I think Robinson probably makes the team. And when you look at Taylor and Austin Booker and Daniel Hardy, their skill set wise, I think they're all similar. Dominique Robinson is different, right? So he's bigger, probably going to play the run better than, you know, that's one of Taylor's weak spots, is playing the run when you talk to people around the league. But I think what this does is they don't have to force it with Austin Booker. They can put Booker out there, and the playing time he's going to get is going to be earned. If he's playing really well, if he's excelling, he gets more playing time. If, you know, it's a bit of a learning curve, they can turn to the guy who's a veteran, who's done it before, who had shoot in year 2 in the league. I think it was 9.5 sacks, led the Seahawks defense. Taylor can play more. So it doesn't put them in a situation where they feel like they're forcing Booker. So I'd say in terms of whose playing time does it impact right away, probably Austin's. And hopefully it provides them with some depth where, you know, they can get Montez Sweat the appropriate rest he needs. And when I say appropriate rest, I think you're still aiming for Montez Sweat to be on the field for 75-80% of the snaps during a ball game each week. But he's going to have to get some time, because Eberflus loves to play those defensive linemen in waves to try to keep them fresh.
I'm curious, are they done with the defensive line, depending on cutdowns, depending on...
Yeah, it's been...
Yeah,
that's a good question, because as you look at the interior right now, are they comfortable? How comfortable are they? They do a pick swap for Chris Williams. They give up a 6, and they get Williams and a 7th-round pick back from Cleveland for him. And you would imagine this might have been a scenario where Eberflus is going to the personnel department saying, hey, I like this guy. See if we can get this guy. Because Williams was with the Indianapolis Colts for 2 seasons when Eberflus was there. He knows the scheme, and he could slot in as the 4th guy. Hopefully Zach Pickens with the groin injury isn't out too long, but where are they at in terms of depth there? I think defensive tackle is a position they've got to at least have their eyes open when they're looking at the wire saying, okay, you know, who's this guy? Would he fit here? Do we have room for him? That type of thing. As you look at the roster, and this is an exercise we could play from now until Thursday morning, talking about value, a guy that can't lose, okay? And a guy that can't lose, everybody's going to have the quarterback on it, right? Everybody's going to have Montez Sweat, Jalen Johnson. You know, we could name off 7 or 8 guys that make total sense. They need Andrew Billings this year, guys.
Yeah.
They really need Andrew Billings to be good, to stay healthy, because I think they're a little thin at defensive tackle, and Billings obviously played really well for him last year, earning that new contract. But he's a guy that they've got to keep out there.
What do you expect them to do at quarterback? Do you think three quarterbacks make the 53?
No.
Do you think Brett Rypien's a practice squad guy then who gets called up on Sundays with the emergency?
If you don't keep Brett Rypien, is someone going to come grab him? Probably not. I think most teams go with that two quarterback thing now. It's just you need players that can offer more to you on a Sunday than be in this emergency, break glass in case you need it type guy. So I don't think there's a lot of conversation in terms of keeping Rypien. I mean, maybe I'm dead wrong on this, but I think they go with two quarterbacks.
How did you read the usage of Velus Jones in the fourth preseason game? He obviously ended up having a really good performance when it was all said and done, but he was late in the game, and I think he was the third running back used when they didn't use any of their running backs. Yeah.
Yeah, he was the third running back in the game, and the number two one, unfortunately, Ian Wheeler, the undrafted rookie from Howard, suffered a torn ACL. He'll be out for the season. Yeah, it feels forced to me with Velus Jones. It felt forced to me last year, and last year you could look at it and say, okay, well, they could do a little bit with this on offense with him. They can find a way to do a little bit of this and a little bit of that with him. Who are you taking off the field to put Velus on offense now? Like, what's the plan? What's the strategy? How are you doing it? That doesn't add up to me. Maybe he sticks around. Maybe they feel like he's got more value on special teams than beyond the kickoff return role, where we've seen him make some mistakes in that area. Here in preseason as well. So it feels forced to me. They might have a different view on it. They might feel like it's evidence that Velus can do a little bit more and he's got a little bit more value. But I struggle with that one.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
So does Noah Sewell make this team because he's a draft pick? Does that protect him? Or do you think that because other linebackers arguably have had better camps that he might be out?
Yeah, I think a couple linebackers have had better camps. Micah Baskerville, who was an undrafted free agent at LSU a year ago, and Carl Jones Jr., the undrafted rookie from UCLA. Sewell was injured a bunch last summer and missed the majority of training camp this year, had kind of a bad missed tackle in that game in Kansas City the other night, which, hey, that can happen when you haven't been on the practice field for an awful long time. I think he's on the edge. He was a fifth round pick. That's going to come down to, what they feel he can give them on special teams. But I think Baskerville probably makes the team. And it wouldn't surprise me if Carl Jones Jr., you look at undrafted rookies that can make the team. Carl Jones Jr., I wouldn't sleep on Brendan Bates, the tight end out of Kentucky, maybe a possibility there. And Reddy Stewart, the cornerback out of Troy, has done everything he can, but I just don't see him keeping a seventh cornerback.
Yeah, I think that they've got more corners, more secondary players than positions available. I think that's a good spot for them with the group that we've seen this offseason, but it's difficult whenever you're talking about a numbers game at any position, for God's sake.
Yeah, it's the challenge. And in a perfect world, maybe some trade materializes that makes sense for them, where they can turn a player that doesn't quite make it into something moving forward. I don't know that that'll happen, but they've certainly got some depth at cornerback. In fact, I was talking to a guy with another team just yesterday, and he was wondering if I thought a couple of those guys would potentially be available this week. So that's become a position of strength. They focused on getting younger guys in there, and those younger guys have developed. We got to see how Tyreek Stevenson does as a starter in year two, but that is one of their better positions on the roster.
Brad, let me ask you a dumb question. Why didn't Torrey Taylor punt the other night? And what is it with the Bears? They feel like they're giving Corliss Waitman, the backup punter, every opportunity to show for the rest of the league. I just didn't expect to not see Torrey Taylor in the finale.
Yeah, for a while earlier in camp, they were rotating. So they had Patrick Scales was snapping every time Torrey Taylor punted. And
don't you want as many at-bats as possible?
Just for consistency with the operation. And so when they went with Cameron Lyons to snap, they were going with Waitman. They just the timing is so delicate. Even with the punts, we're not just talking about extra points and field goals where we all know, it's got to be super crisp, and you can see it when it's not super crisp. It's a little more difficult to see, I think, with the naked eye on the punts, but they wanted consistency there, and Scales has been out injured for a couple weeks now. If he's not back in a better spot physically this week, I would expect there's a good possibility that after cutdowns, the Bears will scan the list of experienced snappers that are now on the street after cuts to bring in a small group to take a look at those guys to consider options. I don't think Cameron Lyons is a candidate to be their deep snapper in week one, that if Scales is potentially not available, the week one snapper's probably on another team right here this morning while we're talking.
Brad, what does a surprise cut look like? Would there be a surprise cut? Is there anything that you think could happen that we're not covering here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna say it because it would be a surprise. I'm not saying it because I expect it. But if they cut Mercedes Lewis, right? Mm-hmm. That's a surprise cut, right?
Yeah.
I fear some people are going to say, "Well, Big said they're going to cut Mercedes Lewis." No, I'm saying they're not going to cut Mercedes Lewis. That's why I would deem that a surprise. But is he a guy that you could put in that bucket? Probably. I think you could put him in that bucket. You know, especially if. They really like Bates, the kid from Kentucky I mentioned earlier. And then Steven Carlson was around last year on the practice squad, right? And I thought he had a decent summer as well.
I could see that. I could see them justifying that as well. He's a great guy to have in the locker room, but he's 40.
Yeah, I mean, he's already earned $1 million. And you cut him, he can claim termination pay and he'd have to be on the roster to start the season for that. But he's already got $1 million, so that would be a nice parting gift.
I don't think they're cutting him. I like that answer, Brad, because that's the closest thing there would be. But I think with everything going on with the offensive line and Braxton Jones and who's the swing guy and Amadaji's uncertainty, I think he's helping you with blocking that could become very important during a game.
Yeah, I just – I don't know how many snaps there are for him, right? And similarly, I've had questions about Kari Blasingame, the fullback.
Yes.
Are you, you know, he played the last 2 years, he was at 17%, 18% of the offensive snaps. What's the role for him in this offense? They've got the ability to use a lot more 12 personnel, and that can look a bunch of different ways with Cole Kmet and Gerald Everett, with Cole Kmet and Mercedes Lewis. They could use three tight end personnel. They've got the three wide receivers. So how much are you going to get to the fullback? I don't know the answer to that. So I don't know that I'd classify Blasingame as a surprise if
right.
something were to happen to him.
Right.
Because I think there's legitimate discussions, just not about his ability, but or fit, but about the usage. Are we going to get to him? Do we need to carry this guy, or does he play a big enough role on special teams, and they feel that he's a good presence in the locker room, that it makes sense if you're only turning to the fullback for
a handful of
five snaps, six snaps a Sunday.
And you mentioned it, and thank you, Brad, and we got to let you go, but you mentioned, I think you wrote, that that Waldron hasn't used a fullback since he was in New England, and I don't think he was the guy using the fullback at the time.
Yeah, and well, but he also, you know, in some of those places, he wasn't the coordinator.
Right.
He certainly wasn't the guy picking the roster, right. But he was in a situation where he's seen an offense operate without a true fullback. Like Seattle the last three seasons, Shane Waldron's the offensive coordinator, they did not have a true fullback on the roster in any of those years.
Great stuff, Biggsy. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Brad.
Have a great day, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.